move on to the, I guess this is our third Impact Investment Forum. So for those of you folks that have attended or viewed before, welcome back. And hopefully we have a bunch of new people on there, so welcome. Want to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there, including Eric. Eric's, this is your first Father's Day, right?
First Father's Day.
Yeah,
happy Father's Day. Thank you.
My name's Heather Dreeves. I'm the Director of Funding here at Secured Investment Corp, and I'm lucky enough to have my colleague Eric Bergman with me, Investor Relations, so welcome.
Thank you, Heather.
Yeah. So I hope everybody's enjoying the nice weather. I don't know about you folks, but we had a very long winter here. Super excited about the weather. It's in the 80s right now. Our corporate office is, what, two blocks off the lake? So we are, you know, on lunches and break times and after work enjoying the sunshine. We're glad to see it's summertime.
It's good to be in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
It's a great place to be, yes. We don't like to tell a lot of people that, though.
No.
So it's kind of our hidden gem.
Stay where you're at.
Yeah, yeah. So it's exciting times. We're excited about what we've got going on here. So we're going to talk a little bit about diversifying your portfolio with real estate assets.
Yeah, we're going to talk about diversifying your portfolio with real estate assets and why the typical investor is either intimidated or doesn't know how to partake in those markets. We'll talk a little about the markets, the equity markets, because it's been a wild ride. Everyone knows that May was a little bit scary. We saw, you know, roughly a 7% drop in the latter half of May, and we've since then gotten it all back. So like we said in previous podcasts, it's going to be a bumpy ride, and it has definitely proven to be just that. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 12.95% year to date, S&P 500 up 16.8%, NASDAQ up 17.9%. So the markets are really still doing quite well, all things considered. The yield curve remains inverted. This is interesting. The three-month Treasury still has a higher yield than the 10-year Treasury. So the 10-year is at 2.12. The three-month is at 2.29. We remain concerned about that and are watching it closely. Big story lately, crude oil prices. They've been falling sharply on fear of a reduced demand in the oil markets. Down to $52 a barrel, so hopefully we see that trickle down to the pump for us. What else we got, Heather? The Trump administration trade policy, the trade policy struggle, we should say, with China and other countries continue to be the headline story in the media, and the markets have been reacting sharply to that news, whether it be positive or negative, and that's where we've seen a lot of the volatility. We think that's going to continue for the foreseeable future. The next FOMC meeting will be on the 18th of this month. I think we feel it's likely that the Fed will most likely leave rates unchanged for this meeting. However, the market is still pricing in a rate cut before the end of the year, possibly more than one. So that'll be interesting to see. Anything you want to add to that,
Well,
Heather?
And one of the things that we're seeing in regards to the rates is, you know, there is still a huge need for home ownership out there. And we're going to talk a little bit more about this, but the fund that we manage and actually you have the ability to put money into is active in our local market, actually purchasing real estate assets that we actually rehab, and our intention is to create home ownership. And I will tell you, these houses that we have been turning in the Spokane, Washington market don't stay on the market longer than a week. I mean, most of them, you know, within 24, 48 hours of putting them on the market are under contract. And I've experienced that just in the Coeur d'Alene market. Eric loves to listen to my stories. I've been trying to buy a house for my son who's in college here to live in. And literally, if we haven't put an offer on a house within 24 hours, they're under contract. So we do still see a huge need for inventory in the real estate market. So we still feel like there's a lot of opportunity for our fund and also our borrowers in turn, which actually, you know, gives us the ability to originate notes for us. So we still feel that the real estate market's good right now.
Yeah, that's a good point, Heather. My sister-in-law is going through the same thing. Her and her husband are trying to move up here to Spokane. They're in that $300,000 price range. And these houses aren't on the market for more than a week, sometimes not more than a day. So if you're not ready to act extremely quickly, then you're just going to get priced out.
Right.
And that's a good thing. You know, I think we're seeing a little bit of the opposite in the upper end of the market. So, you know, the luxury stuff, million and up, I definitely believe that's softening to a degree, mm-hmm. But this kind of lower middle market is just as action-packed as it has been for the past several years.
And that's what we teach our students here at the Lee Arnold System of Real Estate is, you know, be in those markets that are typically under the FHA cap. A lot of those are first-time home buyers, and there's a lot of programs out there to create ownership. Ourselves and including our students and our borrowers are going into these distressed areas, cleaning these blighted properties up and creating great first-time homebuyer opportunities. So we're excited about it. You know, people, the big question is, you know, what do you guys see with the real estate market? And it's going to shift. We all know that. I don't know that it's going to be as bad as it was with the first correction. But I think it's going to change. But I also think you're going to see a lot of that in the luxury homes, the higher end homes.
That'll lead the way to the downside.
Yep. Yeah.
No doubt about it. And, you know, 25%, for those of you listening that don't know, 25% of our real estate fund's assets invest in hard assets in Spokane County. And that's been in a fix and flip investment strategy. To give you an idea of how active this market still is, we year to date have flipped 46 homes in Spokane. Mm-hmm. And that's only 25% of the fund's assets. So there's plenty of opportunity out there for those investors that are actually boots on the ground, buying these houses at a discount, rehabbing them and selling them. There is no end in sight that we can see, at least not at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the other strategies that we've kind of tried to start transitioning into is more of a buy and hold. You know, we all know that the fix and flip is profitable, but it's not going to last forever.
Uh-uh.
So we are already adjusting and planning and teaching our students and also making adjustments into the assets that we're buying in regards to possibly holding properties, renting them. The rental market's going to be, it's a great market right now, but I also think that that's going to be a good strategy for our borrowers too, is maybe not necessarily to fix and flip everything, but to buy and hold.
Right.
So,
yeah, just to diversify into real estate in general. And I think let's to those investors listening at home who, you know, you're a traditional investor, you've got retirement accounts, whether it be a 401k or something else, and, you know, maybe a brokerage account. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, that the typical investor focuses on three asset classes. That's stocks, that's bonds, and that's cash. And that's it.
Yep.
Right. So I guess if maybe what we could do here today is open up your mind to other asset classes, how to buy them, how to hold them, when to sell them, what's right versus what's wrong. That's what I think we should focus on today. And I think the issue is most investors don't understand the asset class outside of just buying another home. Right. Most Americans are homeowners. They've got their primary residence. They live there. Obviously, that's one of the biggest, if not the biggest, investment they're going to make in their entire life. And in order to invest in real estate outside of that, the typical investor says, well, I need to go buy another house and I need to rent it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's definitely not the case. So what else do they have issues with in terms of diversifying into real estate?
And I hear that from a lot of investors. I will be transparent. Most of our investors that are either in our fund or buying notes were tenants, or not tenants, landlords at one time. And they got tired of dealing with tenants and toilets. And however they like the real estate asset that backs it, they just don't want to be as active. They want something passive. They want that security backing their money, but they want to be hands off with it. So this is a perfect opportunity. I had a call from a gentleman yesterday that sold a very large company that he owned, wasn't real sure what to do with his money, so for the time being put it with a competitor, and he's earning 4% on his portfolio. You know, like I told him, we're not in this to tell you to completely take all your money out of the stock market and all your cash and put it into real estate assets.
No.
But it is a really good opportunity to diversify a portfolio and get those yields up there for a better blended rate.
Right. And most real estate investing is income oriented. Whether you're renting or whether you're searching for yield in some other way, typically it comes down to an income stream.
Mm-hmm.
So an investor might say to us, well, I've got bonds. I've got high yield bonds for that matter. Mm-hmm. What do I need real estate for? Which is an interesting question. And no one's saying to completely divest from fixed income securities, traditional bonds. But I think the major advantage real estate has from a yield standpoint, as opposed to traditional fixed income securities, is in a rising inflation marketplace, you know, bond yields typically stay fixed for the life of that bond until maturity. You know, very few bonds have inflation protection in them. I know there's TIPS out there and those do have some inflation protection, but for the most part, you know, when you buy a bond at XYZ yield, it's going to remain that till the end. So the flip side of that is when you invest in real estate, a lot of times, if not all of the time, you're going to see a rising rent environment when you're in a rising inflation environment. So if you're looking for that inflationary hedge in your income strategy, it would behoove you to compare real estate to fixed income, because typically you're going to get a better bet on that real estate side.
Good point.
And furthermore, I mean, we're in such a low interest rate environment now. People are searching for yield, right? Mm-hmm. That's the big ticket, is where can I find the most yield for the least amount of risk?
Yeah, that's clearly evident. I was just in LA last week at an event, and that was the common theme that I heard from everybody that we spoke with, was people are rate starved right now. They don't know where to find it. And I think it's interesting because I've been in this industry for 17 years almost. And, you know, when I first got started, it was the one-off lender. It was your millionaire next door. That's who bought notes from us. Now you're seeing Wall Street money coming in, big funds, you know, those types of things that never wanted anything to do with it before. But the cat's out of the bag, right? You know, it's very, very secure in the fact that you have a real estate asset backing it. Now, there's no guarantee markets don't change and things like that, but at least with a real estate asset, you can pivot, right? You can sell it. You can hold it as a cash flowing property. So it's interesting to me to see these different types of clients trying to come into this industry. And for that matter, you have another problem. So you have the one-off guys that like to buy notes. Now there's not as enough inventory.
Right.
So that's why I think that the fund is also a perfect opportunity for people to get active in the private money industry.
It is. It's a great way to participate and to get an exceptional yield for a mitigated risk. And what I mean by mitigated, let me compare it to something. So let's say you go into the fixed income market, you're looking for the highest yield you can get, and you go into, let's say, some junk bonds. Junk bonds are at a three-year low, right? So those yields are getting hammered just like the traditional bonds are. And I'm talking, you know, BB credit rating and less, right? This is the risky of the riskiest junk bonds. And the average yield on a junk bond of that nature is approximately 6%. Our high yield fund is tracking 14% for the year, with a fraction of the volatility and a fraction of the risk of those bonds. So would you rather get 6% on a high yield junk bond with a significant chance of default, or 14% yield with less than 20% of the volatility of the S&P 500?
Well, that's a great comparison.
So I guess let me ask you a question, Heather. When it comes to a recessionary period, we're obviously not in one now. No one knows when we'll be in the next one, but inevitably we will be in one at some point. We all know that. So what or why would you want to hold real estate assets in a recessionary period?
Well, I think it depends on how you acquired the asset,
okay,
right?
Yep.
You may acquire an asset as an investor because you bought a note and it defaulted and it now became an REO. So I think it depends on when it became an REO. You know, if it became an REO during the recession, I would hold the property, you know, till the value or the market came back. Most of our investors that buy notes are not in this to own real estate. However, they want to get out whole and get their returns on their money.
Right.
I do believe that, and this is kind of our motto here, we are aligning ourselves for a recession because there's huge opportunity to go in and buy properties at a discounted rate.
Precisely.
And I think that's the benefit to it. You know, it's just like owning a home right now. My husband and I have a considerable amount of equity. Well, we can sell at the top of the market, but unfortunately right now we're also going to buy at the top of the market.
Right.
So I think it really just depends on the situation. But I think there is huge opportunity. We're aligning the fund to be able to be active in the market when this recession hits. We think it's a couple years out, especially in the market we're in, which is Spokane, which typically historically was not affected as much as most areas, but we do believe that there's going to be a great opportunity to acquire some properties and hold them.
Oh, of course there will be. Of course there will be. And if, when we are in that market cycle, It would behoove you to have a portion of the portfolio in tangible assets, real estate, you know, precious metals, gold, silver, coins, art, you name it, things that have a tangible asset value. Paper assets theoretically can go to zero. We know they're not going to, or at least the majority of them. We have seen that in the last ferocious bear market, but typically that's not going to happen. But the point is when markets are coming down and you're looking for safety, it is imperative to have some assets that aren't riding the ups and downs of buyers and sellers and demand and all of that. And you know, your house is going to have an intrinsic value attached to it, whether the market's up or down. It's going to be worth something. So that's always going to be something that I would want in my portfolio. What advice do we have for the listeners moving forward on, you know, things to look out for, maybe things to buy, questions to ask themselves, that type of thing?
Yeah, well, I think what I would like to point out is, you know, we essentially here at Secured Investment Corp have two opportunities to deploy capital. If you are someone that has, you know, cash that you're looking to diversify out of your portfolio, if you have an IRA or a 401k set up as a self-directed account, it's an awesome opportunity to deploy those types of funds. And we can talk to you a little bit more about that. Your IRA or your 401k has to be set up with a self-directed custodian to actually invest in this type of an asset. So we can help you with that. But essentially, we have two options. We have our fund. Right now, we have Fund 2 wide open as long as you're an accredited investor. We have in the real near future a third fund opening for non-accredited investors. So stay tuned for that. And then we have notes. Notes, the minimum to go into a note is $30,000, and that's just because that's our minimum loan amount. So you have to fund the whole note. These are all first lien notes that we sell, insured with title insurance and hazard insurance.
So what does that mean, first lien position?
So first lien is that you are insured with title insurance, that you are in a first lien position. And the important thing to know about that is there are times that it is that there are good rates to be had with a second lien, but what you have to be aware of, if you lend in a second lien or you buy a note that's in a second lien, if you have to foreclose, if that borrower goes into default, you have to actually buy out the first lien to insure your position. So whoever's in a first lien position can foreclose and wipe out any liens behind you. So it is our business model to only lend in a first lien position.
Because that's what's best for the customer,
it's,
typically.
Yeah, the least amount of risk.
Right.
Right. So first lien notes, we also service all the notes internally. We have an awesome servicing department that basically handles everything for you from a collection standpoint. They're going to make sure that your borrower is making their payments. They're going to make sure that your borrower is paying their insurance in case there's a loss to the property. We want to make sure there's hazard insurance.
Right.
They are also going to make sure that they're paying their property taxes. And you're pretty hands-off from there. I mean, they call you, they email you, and keep you up to date, but you don't have to do any heavy lifting.
Right.
So those are the notes, and I'm going to take a minute here in just a couple minutes to talk to you and show you a few of the notes that we currently have available. We've got some pretty awesome notes. And then also the funds. You know, we always circle back around to the funds. The fund, Fund 2, and then in the future Fund 3, are very passive ways to invest money. It is the same real estate assets and it is the same notes. So these notes that we sell are actually notes that we originate through our funds. It's the same asset.
Right.
The benefit to the fund is we sell off the risk. We sell those notes to one-off investors and we keep a small interest spread on them. And that's the benefit to the fund, is we continue to grow that portfolio of the interest spread. And that's why our yields are a little higher on our funds. So right now, you do have to be accredited, and accredited standards are $1 million in assets, but you can also qualify through income standards, too, as an individual or a married couple.
That's excellent. So we are originating a mortgage, securitizing it, and then selling it to the secondary market, and selling the default risk with it to the secondary market.
Correct.
And keeping an interest rate spread in the funds, and then taking that capital that we just made available again, and then just repeating the process over and over again.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So, for example, we may have, and I'm just throwing these numbers out there, $10 million in a fund, but we have the ability to originate $35 million in a year. We typically turn our funds over about 3 to 4 times a year. So that just gives you an idea of the type of volume that the fund has the ability to do. And then also, the fund participates in the real estate asset purchases in the Spokane County market. And that really helps juice the yields of the fund. All those profits from those properties that we sell go right back into the fund.
And what is the max loan to value that the fund managers will purchase a home in Spokane at?
We don't have an LTV or loan to value on the homes that we purchase, but on the notes that we originate, it's 70%.
But let's talk about the types of homes that we typically purchase in the fund. These are homes that we're getting at a discount.
Right. We go to the local auction, and then we also have some bird dogs out there that bring us off-market deals. Actually, those are the ones that we've found have been honestly the most profitable lately. Auction's gotten very popular, and so some of the prices have been driven up there. But we get a lot of off-market deals. And, you know, our goal most of the time with these homes that we're buying is to make about $10,000.
Okay.
But we close and sell five of them in a quarter. You know, essentially that's about a $50,000 juice to the fund.
Okay. Excellent. Yeah, and if I could just add some other advice to the listeners out there when you're saying to yourself, okay, I do want to go acquire some real estate assets. I want to diversify my portfolio. Where should I start? I think the first question one should ask themselves is what are your liquidity needs? Right? Investing in real estate in general is an e-liquid exercise. So, you know, there's a public market for real estate investing and there's a private market for real estate investing. The difference between the two mainly is the liquidity. You can go and purchase a REIT, which is a real estate trust,
mm-hmm.
right? And that is going to give you daily liquidity, just like a stock would. It trades like a stock, buying and selling. But what comes with that is the correlation, a higher correlation to the stock market, not giving you as much diversification. The flip side, you can go into the private market, which would be us or other private equity firms, and invest in real estate funds, whether they be debt funds or, you know, commercial real estate funds or industrial real estate funds. They're all out there. They typically provide a higher yield than the public securities would, but you're going to get less liquidity opportunities. So that's definitely the first question I would ask. The money I have to invest, how long can I invest it for without needing to have access to it?
Sure. And I think that's a good thing to point out. With the fund, there is a 12-month tie-up period. So you do need to leave it in for at least 12 months, and then you can request your contribution to be dispersed to you if you choose to.
Right.
You just put it in writing to us, and then it takes another 12 months to be dispersed to you. So essentially, it's a two-year tie-up. The notes are anywhere from 6 months to 24 months. So we structure the notes in relation to what the borrower is trying to do. What's their exit strategy? We want to help them be successful. So if they're going in and doing a total rehab and a gut job and they're going to sell it, they're probably not going to get it done in 6 months. So we're going to try to structure a deal, you know, for the best case scenario for them to get in and out of the loan. But they're anywhere from 6 months to 24 months.
Okay.
The fund is a initial contribution of $50,000. The notes, again, are a minimum of $30,000.
Okay.
So.
And if any of you,
differences.
Yeah, and any of you listening out there that want more information on either the notes that Heather's talking about or our private equity funds, give us a call, 800-898-2717. Again, it's 800-898-2717. We'd love to chat with you and bring you up to speed on what we're doing over here.
Absolutely. So I want to take a couple minutes for those of you that have been on the webinar before. Excuse me. We used to do it kind of like a home shopping network for notes, which actually I've had investors call it that. I didn't think it was quite as exciting as the home shopping network. But we're going to go back and we're going to go over a couple notes that we currently have available that we just funded. They're really good deals. So if you do have interest in these, give us a call. We can get you what's called the loan package, which is all the information about the deal to make your decision if you want to move forward. Excuse me. So this is the first loan that we've got. It is a property located in Harbor, Illinois, and this is a single family residence. It is a 3-bedroom, 1-bath. It's just shy of 1,200 square feet. So this was a purchase transaction. We gave this borrower a loan amount of $117,600. The purchase price on this property was $85,000. And we actually, of the 117,600, held back 25,300 in rehab. So that's something to note. We do a lot of rehab lending. And when we provide funds for rehab, if the value is based on the after repair value, we're going to hold all those funds back. So we make that borrower do the work, come to us, request a draw. Hey, we finished the roof or whatever the case may be. We send a third-party inspector out there to make sure the work's been done. And if the work has been done, then we will release the draw. If it's not, we will not release it. And that's the only way to keep our lender secure, not release a bunch of rehab funds, and not have a project get done. So of that loan amount, we actually held back the $25,300. And this property has an after-repair value of $168,000. So this was a loan-to-value of 70%. So essentially, there's 30% equity in this deal.
Okay.
Rate of return to the person that buys this note is 9.5%, so still really good rate. This is going to be a 12-month note. And the neat thing about this is a repeat borrower of ours. This is someone that's done a lot of business with us. We love to see these guys come back. You know, once they get through our system the first time, typically the second deal is a little easier for them to kind of navigate through our requirements, because we do require quite a bit from our borrowers. But this guy's got really good credit. He had great pay history with us. We love to see that. He's got a proven track record. We talk a lot about this at the office, reputational capital. Like, you know, we love to see these guys come back, and, you know, we're willing to work with them to earn their business, but they have to prove themselves to us first. This current borrower has 16 properties that they hold in their portfolio, so he's very experienced. And this is just a property he's buying, rehabbing. He's going to put a tenant in it. So he will exit our loan with a more conventional lender with longer-term financing once he rehabs it. So that was the first loan. Second loan is a really nice house out of Georgia. It's in Jonesboro, Georgia. This is a single-family residence. It's a 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath, about 2,500 square feet. And this was actually a purchase transaction. This borrower is going to go in and rehab it, but it's all cosmetic. And this property actually had a high enough appraised value as is that we didn't have to do a rehab loan. So he's going to bring in his own funds to do the cosmetic things. I'll show you guys some pictures here in a minute. But there's nothing, you know, major. And the property had enough value as it sat, so it was a better deal for the borrower to do this type of a deal. So we just helped him get a loan to purchase the property. Our loan amount's $140,000. Purchase price was $165,000. And this is the other thing I really like to see, is he brought in over $33,000 as a down payment. That's huge skin in it. And I know the first one didn't have a big down payment, but that's a repeat borrower, someone that's done business with us. So, you know, we structure these deals depending on what their exit strategy is, what their past history with us is, and then also what's most beneficial. Some of our borrowers will buy down the rate. So that's why you'll see different down payments. So as is appraised value, $200,000. So if this guy never did anything to this and you bought this note for $140,000 and you took it back, you're sitting with about a $60,000 equity position.
Not
a bad position to be in.
Not bad at all.
And that's what we're talking about, like when we're talking about diversifying your portfolio. This is not a perfect situation. There's not any risk in this. But we feel like with writing these loans with this type of equity position that the risk is mitigated. Just for the simple fact that, you know, there could be a lot more upside in this. You could earn higher yields than 10%
100%.
Taking this back. So LTV on this is 70%. Rate of return is 9%. It's a 12-month loan. And this is also another repeat borrower of ours, someone that's done some business with us. They've got great financials, huge down payment. And I love that. You know, I always, whenever the loan officers come to me and plead their case about these loans, I'm like, what's their skin in this? What's their pain? You know, what's going to keep them there making this project, moving forward, making their payments? Because at the end of the day, when they don't have any skin in it and everything goes sideways, they're more likely to walk away.
Exactly.
This is another borrower that's got great experience. Again, it just needs cosmetic updates. You guys can see some of the interior pictures. He's just going to go in and update and refresh some things, but also another borrower with really good credit. So that's a great loan. I'm surprised that one's still around. We just closed that last week. It won't be around long. The next one, I'm actually super impressed with this property, and I should have put the before pictures, because when we closed this loan, I was like, oh my gosh. It is a manufactured home, and don't freak out. We did eliminate the title, so it's considered real property. It's in Crescent City, California, but this place was in a shambles. It was a mess, and this guy's already went in and finished the rehab, and he's done a great job. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath, about 1,500 square feet. This was another purchase transaction, so this was a loan. This is a loan amount of $116,000. Purchase price was $72,000, and he brought in $7,000, so he's got some skin in it. We did hold rehab funds back in the amount of $29,000, but we've already dispersed all that to him because he's done with the project, and you guys can see some of the after pictures. He went in and gutted this thing. It's beautiful now. Great LTV, 55%. So there's 45% equity in this, and rate of return if you were to buy this note is 10%. So this, interestingly enough, is a student of ours. This was someone that went through our Lee Arnold system of real estate and successfully graduated.
Well, then we know it's going to be a good one.
Yep. And he's a contractor by trade, but just wanted to sharpen his skills and his tools in his toolbox, so went through our educational program, found this great deal, and he's done a great job. He got it done super quick. Good credit. It's a performing loan, so he's made three payments already, so he's got good pay history with us. And again, the title has already been eliminated. It's on about a 7,600 square foot lot, hooked up to public water and sewer, so you're not dealing with any septic or well or anything like that. So that's also a nice property. We have a lot more notes for you folks at home. If you are looking, we have notes from $30,000 up to $300,000. You can go to our website at securedinvestmentcorp.com. All of our notes are on there. My assistant Lisa does an awesome job updating them, putting pictures on there, giving you real general information. The thing that you're not going to see is what the rate of return is, so you need to call Eric or I. You want to give them that number again real quick?
800-898-2717. 800-898-2717.
But if you see something on there that you like, you can inquire through the website. I'll instantly get a message, my assistant Lisa, or you can call Eric or I if you want more information about the fund. The funds are a very passive way to deploy capital. So if you'd like to talk further about that, get a hold of us, and we'll schedule an appointment and get you more information about either or. So both really good opportunities to diversify your portfolio. You know, I don't know where you're going to get double-digit returns backed by real estate assets with equity.
I mean, there's hardly any volatility. You know, when you create a mortgage and then you sell that mortgage within a week or, you know, two, three, 4 days, whatever it is, there's no volatility. So to have a fund that performs at a 14% rate of return, where you're not feeling this kind of up and down every single month, it's a beautiful thing. So for any accredited investors out there that are looking for yield, that are concerned with the future of the marketplace, or maybe you're just way overweight equities, please give us a call. We'd love to chat with you. It's 800-898-2717, 800-898-2717.
All right, great. Well, again, have a happy Father's Day.
Thank you, Heather.
And to you fathers at home, happy early Father's Day. Enjoy your weekend. My husband's going to get really spoiled. He gets to cut down trees in our backyard on Father's Day. So, I mean, that's kind of a manly thing, right?
You
get to use a chainsaw.
And, oh, yeah.
Okay, well, he's excited about it. But,
all right, guys. Thanks for spending time with us. We look forward to seeing you again.
All right. Take care.